This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Could possibly be ready to beat Migs? I think Adam from Shelton just might be. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Correct. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Yes. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
6, 7, 8.
No. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
John Travolta.
No.
Pass.
The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The heart.
No.
The neck.
No.
The throat.
No. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Pass.
The Plato scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
Martini.
No.
Pass.
Adam, you scored 3.
Ooh.
Oh.
You feeling okay there, Adam?
No, I'm feeling like it's going to be a good day for Steve.
Well, you don't have to root for him by any means.
Wow.
Steve, welcome back to the studio. Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many legs does a spider have?
6.
No.
8.
Yes. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Correct. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
Well, after this weekend, it's 17.
It sure is. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Look, he turned his back on all the fans, and he used some very, very questionable tactics to win the title, but now he's the champion. What was the question?
What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Oh, Tim Allen.
He did. The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The tongue.
Yes. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Bob.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
Nebraska.
No. The Plato scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
The Plato?
Plato.
Plato. Beverage. I don't know. A Mai Tai.
No.
A Moscow Mule.
No.
A Frappuccino.
No. Wow. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a victory.
Let's go.
6-3. Sorry, Adam.
Well, good game, Steve. Unfortunately, my wife's not going to buy me a t-shirt until I beat you.
Oh,
man. Well, you know what? That's good. You guys need to save some money for his vacation in the summer, so maybe it's good that you keep losing.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Maybe that's I'm projecting that on myself because we're going broke. So I'm like, we need to start saving some money if we want to go on vacation in the summer.
Danny, do you know the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Nope.
Zion.
Zion. All right, well, does Danny know the Plato scale?
Nope.
Oh, Mr. Judgmental reaction while I was answering the question.
Because you said a Plato.
Plato.
That's the only reason.
We drank one yesterday.
What do we have yesterday?
Beer?
A beer.
Oh.
What did we have yesterday?
Well, in all fairness, Danny had a beer and then he also had a whiskey.
He did.
Fair, yeah.
And I had a beer and then I had another beer.
Yes.
Well, Steve, congratulations on your victory.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a website called Screen Rant that put together a fun little piece about musicians that decided to leave their very successful huge bands and then upon starting their solo careers just weren't as successful.
And I'd imagine high expectations. You're like, okay, this guy is a rock star. Let's just see what he does without the other three members because maybe they're holding him back. And then we find out rather quickly that, no, that's not the case.
He needed them.
So I found some of the ones that they put on this list. And I want to test you guys. And honestly, Danny, I believe that you have a fighting chance in this situation.
I don't.
I legitimately think you do. Okay. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of these you might be able to figure out. All right, let's start off with this one. This guy left his band hoping to become a big solo star. Did not work out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Taryn, you think you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
No. Is it Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Look at you, Danny, killing it.
I didn't want to know that one, okay? Let's just...
I honestly forgot he went solo. Here's the crazy part. Back in 2004, this was considered maybe not a great success, but that album went platinum. It sold a million copies. Nowadays... that would be like another level of success. Obviously, times have changed with streaming, but the album and the song was called The Great Divide.
Ooh, edgy.
That right. Sounds like a Creed album.
And honestly, dude, you watch the video, you're like, this is just, nothing has changed. Like, he didn't even try and change things up. He just wrote a Creed song without the other members of Creed.
Rinse and repeat, same formula.
Now I'm starting to understand why they did Alter Bridge, because they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing without you, buddy. All right, here's the next one. This one I don't think Danny's going to get, but you never know. You know it?
No.
Taryn?
Yes. This is David Lee Roth.
That's right. From the band?
Van Halen.
And I'll be honest, I think that's David Lee Roth's best song.
Without question.
With Yankee Rose. I like that more than most Van Halen songs, but then I remember being all excited to hear the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, he figured out how to write one good song, and then it just didn't go very well after that.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah. All right, next one. I believe Danny has a shot.
I'm excited.
This came out in 2014. Taryn?
I don't think I know this one.
I'm not recognizing
it. Dude, you're going to kick yourself when you realize who this is, because I honestly didn't even know this person went solo, so that shows how well this record did. But it's this guy.
Oh, is it Gerard Way?
Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Interesting.
Never would have guessed.
The record was called Hesitant Alien. Probably Hesitant Listeners as well. And the song... No Shows.
Which, I honestly thought it was a girl for a second, so.
Yeah, he just totally said, you know what, screw the emo sound. We're going to go with like some kind of like, you know, shoegazer kind of like, you know, quirky rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? I feel like, again, Danny, you shouldn't fail us on this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Taryn, do you know it?
Oh, no. What is this?
It's Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
He ditched his hat and decided to let everybody know he has a soulful voice.
Lost a lot of weight then, too. I actually interviewed him during that album cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, like in my old station, and it was so weird to hear his like solo stuff. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same guy that once did this. All right, one more. Are you ready?
All right,
okay.
Deliver it.
I feel like, I don't know if either one of you are going to get this one.
All right.
I walk the empty desert. Oh, I got it.
You already got it?
What? But the road I must travel. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Tom Morello. I really liked his, so I followed his solo career a little bit, and then he had the Night Watchman, too.
This is the Night Watchman.
Yeah. Yep. So this was a really cool little ditty. And I will knock on it kind of had some, like, cowboy undertones. It was pretty cool.
It was a little folky.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
But when people say it was a failure, I'm like, I don't know if he went into this hoping that this would become like a mainstream or a larger-than-life project. I think it was just kind of like a thing to satisfy his little songwriting.
Yeah. And he would link up with like Ben Harper and do stuff. I mean, he was definitely doing something very different that the Rage fans would probably not necessarily understand.
Definitely a far cry from him playing guitar in this. It's a little bit different.
I mean,
maybe it's the same thing. It's end, I
cannot see. Can you just play guitar again for us there, Steve? Yeah, thank you. He does a little guitar move every time.
He's got a good form. Good form.
It's either that or I have an itchy chest.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another wonderful chat on Reddit happening, and it's talking about the many things women seem to find embarrassing that most men actually don't care about at all. Some of the responses have been epic. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
And I think this will be fun. Let's hear the comments and see if you agree or if how Danny and I feel. If like, you know, if we also think it's not worth getting worked up about, or if you're on board with them. Okay. We figured who better to read these than a man who's in touch with the ladies. And that is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Are you ready for Robot Will Smith reading the comments about the things that, what is it, that women care about that men just don't? Ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
People seeing your house not being perfectly cleaned.
You know, the older I've gotten, I now care more about that. Back in the day when I was like, you know, my 20s, I didn't care if you came over to a pigsty.
I mean, I definitely care about that, and it drives Brad crazy. And even Barrett gets annoyed that I'm like, we have to clean everything. There's company coming over. And Barrett's like, why are you cleaning?
My mom used to be nuts about that. She'd get under the table with the cloth and that dust under there. I'm like, who's going to end up on their hands and knees and see that there's dust on the bottom of the table legs?
Silly.
It's ridiculous. And Sid's like that, too. Mm-hmm. But she gets so crazy. She's cleaning as people are still over.
Oh, my God.
Sneezing naturally. Several ladies I know hold their sneezes in.
No.
You
okay? Let her rip.
Anyone?
No.
You want to hear a crazy story? Remember Vince McMahon, the owner of he used to be part of the WWE, he's no longer a part of it, but he's such a mental case that he felt that if you sneeze, that meant that it was a sign of weakness, that you weren't strong enough to hold a sneeze in. And he would get mad. And like, there are multiple people who confirmed this. Like, in meetings, if somebody sneezed, he would be visibly upset at that person.
It is allergy season. What am I supposed to do?
It actually bothers me the opposite way. Like, when somebody does one of those little... I'm like, come on, just sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, why? I can't do that. So just sneeze.
You're not fooling us. We know you just sneeze.
Be an elephant.
Can't be satisfying at all.
Man, my dad, he used to like rumble the house when he was... Ah, choo!
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
Farts and
that's Danny also farts.
Farts and burps. My husband of 20 years has never heard me fart. Never will.
I mean, Brad has heard me fart, but very few times. I'm not like one of those people that rips.
I don't know if I want to like get in the doghouse, but I've never heard my wife fart when she's awake.
See, that was the first time that Brad ever heard me fart. I woke myself up in my sleep, and I was like, oh my God, he's still asleep, thank God. But then the next morning, he was like, what was that at 3 a.m.? I was mortified.
I don't think I've ever told my wife that I've busted her a couple of
times.
I'll
tell her.
I think it's the funniest thing ever. Like, when all of a sudden, I hear one rip, and I'm like, I look over, and she's asleep. I'm like, that is adorable.
But you two are weird. I don't fart at all, so I don't know.
That's true. I've never heard Danny fart.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I don't think I have either.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Rewearing the same outfit or being at a party and wearing the same outfit as someone else.
That is definitely one that I've never understood why people get so upset about the fact that you're wearing something that someone else. If I showed up today and Danny was wearing the same shirt, I'd be like, dude,
let's take a picture.
Like, that just happened with Castle and I when he walked in. We had the same plain black hoodie on. And I was like, this is awesome.
I think I'm down with twinning for sure.
But I've seen women get mad at each other over this.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird how many people I show up twinning with at emo night. Skinny jeans, black shirt. You get it.
The uniform.
Yeah.
On brand.
On brand.
Scars. All of my guy friends think their scars are cool. My girlfriends and I would never compare scars.
Oh, you guys aren't like lifting up your shirt to show off some scars.
I mean, I show my knee scar all the time, but you know, I that's like my only big one.
My wife does think it's strange that like when I think it was funny that I ended up getting like this scar on my lip. And that just recently happened, like when I was wrestling in Vancouver, a guy headbutted me right in the, and it just started bleeding everywhere. And the promoter was like, I could stitch it. But honestly, it'll just heal the same. It might even heal worse if I stitch it because of the way that it was cut open.
Ouch.
So I came home. I was like, that's going to leave a nasty scar. Not that bad. But she's like, man, I would be so upset if I had a scar like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm all right. You can't polish a turd.
Makes you look tough.
Yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Eating a lot and finishing your plate.
I mean, well, I have a solid appetite.
I don't know, man. We've gone to all-you-can-eat sushi with you. You don't eat a lot.
Well, I eat fast, though. I definitely eat fast.
She eats one roll. And
she's like, I know.
Guys, I eat so much. And I'm like, did you?
Sushi does fill me up, though, pretty quickly.
But you have one roll, you're like, that's all I can eat.
I know.
I'm like, you just spent way too much money for that one roll, then.
Every time I do the all-you-can-eat at Trappers, I'm always like, I am not getting my money's worth. Not even close.
See, I am that person that will practically lick the plate clean.
Oh, same.
If food's good, I always hate it when like the waiter or the waitress comes over and goes, wow, it looks like you didn't like your meal. I'm like, isn't that the point? Isn't the point for me to like this meal? That's why I came here and spent this money? Like, why are you making me feel shame that I just decided to eat the entire meal?
That's like the whole goal, right?
But then I've tried, like, because, you know, I'm trying to, like, be better with my portion control. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to match my wife. When we were in Hawaii, I was like, whatever she eats on her plate, I'll try and eat just the equivalent on my plate. Maybe that'll, like, kind of keep me...
Yeah.
That didn't even last one meal. I was, like, eating, and I'm like, man, you haven't eaten a lot. I need to keep eating. This isn't the... I would be starving if I stopped eating right now.
Oh, no.
The Daily Migs Show.
These identical twins from Australia ended up going viral after they gave an interview. They witnessed this wild carjacking.
I think their mom got carjacked or something along those lines. Yeah.
So crazy. But in their interview, they're like completely synchronized and they're dressed the same. And it's very weird. Their names are Bridget and Paula. And this is the audio if you missed it.
It plays.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. He went up there and he was coming back down towards us. And he goes, run, he's got a gun.
And at that point, we're like, okay, this is just too much. I can't handle this. This is just too much twin magic going on.
Well, big shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Because he tracked him down.
Dude, I was watching his monologue. I watched it this morning and I'm just like, he got the twins on the show. And it's just, and they're wearing the exact same thing again and talking at the same time again. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Of course.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
Hey, this seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No.
Can you open each other's iPhones with your faces?
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they're going to say yes.
Guess what? We share our phones.
Of course you share a phone.
They share the same iPhone.
That's too much.
This just keeps getting stranger.
Have you ever been to the United States?
No, we haven't been to the United States. We haven't been out of Australia.
I don't know if Australia's letting them out. They're a national treasure.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. We would love to have you here. Is there anything you'd like to see here in the United States?
What do you think they're going to say?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Just like any kind of touristy thing?
Mount Rushmore.
Okay, let's see what they said.
Yes, we would love to see the American Pelican.
The American Pelican. Now, a little context. They said that they're a pelican. They save pelicans, like, you know, like animal rescue. And one of the things that they help save are pelicans.
Okay, that's pretty noble.
So actually, it is kind of a great answer.
Oh,
and right.
We got
and
those.
This is
wow. I feel like this is what The Shining would be like if they made a sequel writer.
If you've ever noticed any strange or unique behaviors from twins, maybe they dress the same, maybe they talk like those two from Australia, give us a call and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have someone on hold that wants to talk about some very famous twins that I think we're all familiar with.
Okay.
But first, let's talk to Forrest in Seattle. Forrest, tell us about some strange twin behavior you've been around.
Well, I used to play music in Seattle, and there was a band called the Fighting Machinists, and they both there was a pair of twins in there, Tim and Phil. Both super yep. awesome guys, and they both played Flying V's, and when they played guitar solos, they sounded exactly the same. Their voices sound exactly the same. They both are slim and have shaved heads, and they're really awesome guys. Do you remember them, Steve?
Oh, dude, of course. I still keep in touch with Tim, and they're in Brandi Carlile's band. They just performed with Elton John. Yeah. They've won Grammys. I mean, they as far as doing odd behavior, they're just very talented, both of them, and they both have incredible singing voices and are great on the guitar. They're great dudes.
Yeah, they are. They're amazing. And the fact that their guitar soloing sounds exactly the same was just uncanny. I remember at the Sunset, you know, hearing them play. It was just like, which one's doing it?
They were one of those guys that you were constantly like, when are they going to get the success that they deserve? They were so talented. Like, their band Fighting Machinists were amazing. It was like late 90s, early 2000s, playing everywhere. You just thought, this is the band that's going to break it, and they never did. And now getting to see them on stage with Brandi Carlile and performing with Elton John. When I saw them win the Grammys, man, I had goosebumps. I was so proud of those guys.
But can you tell them apart, Steve?
I have no idea which one I'm talking to. I know his name is Tim. No, there are enough difference because of their tattoos.
Ah, nice.
And I think that's a very nice move of twins when they get different tattoos. If you got matching tattoos, that's a little weird.
Yeah, totally. Wade from Yelm, let's talk twins.
Well, good morning.
What's up, Wade?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, I haven't really known a whole lot of twins, but the Double Mint twins, the gum commercial.
Okay.
Do you remember them?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I think they had a superpower, at least, well, when you're a grown-up kid. They're kind of hot.
You're not wrong.
The magic power of the Double Mint.
And that was the moment when Wade realized he had a certain fetish. Dude, we had guys in high school. I remember one's name was Andrew. I can't remember the other guy's name. But they were the typical, like, when you think of, like, you're creating, like, a stereotypical twins, dressed the same all the time, had the exact same kind of, like, part in their hair, swoosh type of a hairstyle. They both were high school wrestlers, like, the, you know, like the grappling kind. And they did all the sports together. They did everything together. And it was just like, okay, at what point do you not do things together?
Do you know the thing about grappling, wrestling? It's totally scripted, Steve.
It is. It's everything that they did was absolutely fake. Somebody did bring up a good text at 206-803-ROCK, which I thought was pretty funny, and it just said, I knew a couple of twins that they had a game that they would play where they would swap with their wives, not a sexual way, but they would go to, like, Friendsgiving, they said, and they would pretend to be married to the other one just to see if anyone picked up on it. And they said they went the entire night, nobody picked up on it.
That's a fun game.
Until too many drinks happen, and then all of a sudden you got some explaining to do to your twin brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.